A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Wisdom I loved and sought after from my youth. I sought to take her for my bride and was enamored of her beauty. She adds to nobility the splendor of companionship with God. Even the Lord of all loved her, for she is the instructress in the understanding of God, the selector of his works. And if riches be a desirable possession in life, what is more rich than wisdom, who produces all things? And if produce renders service, who in the world is a better craftsman than she? Or if one loves justice, the fruits of her works are virtues, for she teaches moderation and prudence, justice and fortitude. And nothing in life is more useful for men than these. Within my dwelling, I shall take my repose beside her, for association with her involves no bitterness, and living with her, no grief, but rather joy and gladness. Thinking thus within myself and reflecting in my heart that there is immortality in kinship with wisdom and good pleasure in her friendship, and the unfailing riches in the works of her hands. In that in frequenting her society, there is prudence and fair renown in sharing her discourses. I went about seeking to take her for my own. This is the word of the Lord.
Pleasant places are marked out for me. A pleasing heritage indeed is mine. Directs my heart. I keep the Lord before me always. With him at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
My heart rejoices in the Lord.
And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my flesh shall rest in hope. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand, bliss forever.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But what if salt goes flat? How can you restore its flavor? Then it is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Men do not light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. They set it on a stand where it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before men so that they may see goodness in your acts and give praise to your heavenly Father. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill them. Of this much I assure you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter of the law, not the smallest part of a letter shall be done away with, until it all comes true. That is why whoever breaks the least significant of these commands and teaches others to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of God. Whoever fulfills and teaches these commands shall be great in the kingdom of God." Verbum Domini. Today we're using the proper readings in our Franciscan lectionary for the Franciscan feast of the great seraphic doctor of the church, Saint Bonaventure. And you know, one of the interviews that Father Mitch Pacwa did that really moved me to tears was one that he did when he was in Texas. They had a special Christmas program there for the prisoners in this particular prison in Texas, and he actually interviewed, I think, two or three of the prisoners who were growing in their faith there in prison. And the one story of this young man was really heartbreaking. You know, at the age of 10, his mother was addicted, his father was not present, and at the age of 10, he's trying to survive on the streets. So the only thing he could do really was to be part of a gang, to get involved in crime, and so he ended up in prison. But the surprising thing that he said was that he was happy that happened, because he said, "If that hadn't happened, I'd probably be dead." But also that it was in the prison that he came to know Christ. And that meant everything to him. And you know, during the readings that we have for feast days of the doctors of the church, we have often a reading from the Book of Wisdom. The Book of Wisdom, because the doctors of the church, and the Book of Wisdom is also called the Wisdom of Solomon. So the doctors of the church were those who encountered he who is the wisdom, who is wisdom itself, Jesus Christ. And they came to grow in true wisdom. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing how I'm supposed to live. How am I supposed to be happy? What's the goal or the purpose of my life? And how do I get there? That's what true wisdom is. We have a lot of scientific, technological knowledge, and that's good, it's helpful. I'm an engineer myself in my background. But it doesn't have all the answers that we really need deep down, does it? We want something that gives meaning to our life, a purpose. We want to know why we're here, and how can I be happy? How can I be fulfilled? You know, there's a saying, it's kind of a funny saying, that I was doing some research, and apparently it came from the state of Maine, where sometimes you have these long routes to be able to get someplace. There's no easy way, there's no straight way to get there. And the saying is, you can't get there from here. You know, somebody asks, what directions to someplace? You can't get there from here. And what they're really saying is, you know, that there's really no straight path there, because it's going to take you a long, circuitous route to be able to arrive there. You can't get there from here. But this is one of the things that St. Bonaventure teaches us. You know, he was sent as a young man before he had entered the Franciscan order. He was sent to the renowned place of study in Europe, the University of Paris. He was a student there, as well as St. Thomas Aquinas. And it was there that he encountered the Franciscans, and he entered the Franciscan order, drawn and attracted by their way of life. He eventually would write a biography of St. Francis of Assisi, his spiritual father, who had died in 1226 and was already very early on acclaimed as a saint. And in the beginning of his biography, he says that he felt obligated to do this, because if he didn't, it would be a sign of ingratitude. Because he says, as a young man, St. Francis saved me from the jaws of death. Apparently, as a young boy, he was very, very ill, deathly ill. But his family had asked St. Francis's intercession, and Bonaventure recovered. And so he eventually would complete his studies there at the University of Paris, and was expecting to be a professor when he was made the Minister General, the head of the order of the Franciscans, at a time when they were thousands. They were international now. It's a big group. And there were a lot of tensions going on in the church and in the community. There were the Cathari, the Albigensians, and they held that all matter is evil. You've got the evil God, and anything of matter is evil, so it have nothing to do with matter. So that was one of the heresies that was going on at the time. But what does St. Francis, when he prayed, he called creatures brothers and sisters, brother sun, sister moon. Why? Because we have the same creator, God who made everything, and that we can see something of the artist himself in the things he has made, his power, his beauty, his order, his activity. We can see all these things as we look at the beauty of creation in this time of the summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, that we could even more, I think, perceive the light that emanates from his creation of the things that God has made. But Bonaventure, in his famous work, which we had in our office of readings today, The Journey of the Soul into God, and he charts this journey that we're on to arrive at God. So we're looking outside of ourselves at creation. We look within our souls, and we see that we're made in the image of God, and by his grace, elevated to his likeness, even more so. We see that in the lives of the saints. We put halos on them because there's a certain radiance of God's light in them. They're the light of the world. Christ is the light, but they too, as the gospel said, are the light of the world. But then we begin then to look at God himself as one and three. And we try to get our minds around that, but we can't get there. We can know something about God who is one and who is three, but we just can't get our mind around that whole truth of who God is. And this is the Franciscan insight. This is Bonaventure's beautiful insight in The Journey of the Soul into God. You can't get there from here. you got to be pulled up. You can't get there without prayer, asking for wisdom to be given to you. You know, even St. James spoke of that. He said, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all generously, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, not with doubt. And so Bonaventure says the same thing, that we must begin by asking God to raise us up. And in that beautiful reading we had from the Journey of the Mind of God, it's to God, he says there that what is most important is God's grace. It's size of prayer. Yes, we use our minds to do research and try to understand, but size of prayer, asking for God's grace, seeking the bridegroom. You know, Solomon in the Book of Wisdom, he sees wisdom as a bride. So this marital imagery. And Bonaventure says, see him so not so much as a teacher. Of course, Christ is the teacher, but he's the bridegroom. And it's love that's going to take you beyond the limits of your reason. It's going to carry you to that raging fire that carries the soul to God with intense fervor and glowing love. The fire is God. And the furnace is in Jerusalem, fired by Christ in the ardor of his loving passion. You know, I love Pope Benedict of happy memory. He was a scholar, and he wrote his doctoral thesis on St. Bonaventure. And during one of his Wednesday catecheses in 2010, he talked about St. Bonaventure and St. Thomas Aquinas. And I'd just like to conclude with his comments about this, our ascent to God, our journey to God. You can't get there from here, right? Just on our own. We need God's grace to lift us up. We need prayer to ask the Lord to bring us to himself. We need love to go beyond the limits of our mind and our reason. So here's what Pope Benedict said. In the ascent toward God, it is possible to reach a point in which reason can no longer see. But in the night of the intellect, love still sees. It can see what remains inaccessible to reason. Love goes beyond reason. It sees better and enters more deeply into the mystery of God. Pope Benedict continued, St. Bonaventure was captivated by this vision, which corresponded to his Franciscan spirituality. Precisely in the dark night of the cross, the grandeur of divine love appears. Where reason no longer sees, love does. For St. Bonaventure, he continued, therefore, all our life is a journey, a pilgrimage, an ascent towards God. But we cannot ascend to God's heights through our own efforts. God himself must help us. He must pull us up. This is why prayer is necessary. Prayer, St. Bonaventure says, is the mother and origin of this elevation, the act that pulls us up. So let us be people of prayer. This young man that I began speaking of had such a difficult upbringing. And yet he found the one who pulled him up, Christ. It wasn't in anything that he could find outside that was the answer. It was in looking up. It was in looking to Christ. It was in loving Christ that raised him up and raises us up.